It was not particularly cold for a late January morning in Brooklyn. Having warmed up the car, Toby Posniak tossed three lightweight winter coats into the trunk. He was anxious to get started on the seven-hour drive to Washington, D.C. Frustrated, he tried to hurry Natalie along as she tended to Mark, their five-year-old son, on the front porch of their Prospect Heights brownstone. Natalie insisted Mark needed a heavier coat for the outdoor event. "Fine, I'll go back and get it," Posniak told his wife. "You two go ahead and get in the car. We're already cutting it close."
"We have plenty of time," Natalie said calmly as her husband headed back toward the front door. "It doesn't start until 3 o'clock. It's not even 6:30 yet."
Posniak looked straight ahead as he passed his wife and son on the porch. "Traffic, Natalie. Traffic." As the family finally settled into the car, Natalie leaned over and gave her husband a kiss. He looked at her apologetically and smiled. Then he turned toward the back seat. "All set, buddy?" Mark smiled at his father.
"All set, Pops."
After crossing the Manhattan Bridge and battling their way across the city in rush hour traffic, the Posniaks made it through the Holland Tunnel to the other side of the Hudson. They headed south out of Jersey City and crossed the Bayonne Bridge to Staten Island. Then they followed State Highway 440 across another bridge back into New Jersey. Natalie looked over at her husband.
"Are you sure this is the shortest way, sweetheart?"
He looked at her and laughed. "I'm a nuclear physicist, honey. You think I don't know how to drive? Trust me. This is the quickest route." Natalie looked back at Mark.
"I sure hope you grow up to be as smart as your father," she said with a sly grin.
Posniak looked at her and winked. The middle portion of their trip took them along U.S. Highway 40, across the Delaware River to Wilmington. From there, they crossed into Maryland and south to the Susquehanna River, where they drove onto the Eddie Ramirez Memorial Bridge. After crossing the river to the south side of the bridge, Toby Posniak pulled to the side of the road. He held Mark's and Natalie's hands as they walked through the memorial plaza that honored Eddie Ramirez's valiant sacrifice. There was a Sherman tank sitting atop a large stone pedestal at the spot where the young private had fired the shots that toppled the original bridge. On the pedestal was a plaque describing how, in 1941, during the initial days of the Nazi invasion, his actions had single-handedly stalled a column of advancing panzers headed for Washington, D.C. Even though he had received the award posthumously, the plaque contained an engraved image of Eddie Ramirez wearing the Medal of Honor. Toby Posniak knew his son was too young to understand the significance of the site where they now stood. He knew that someday, he and Natalie would have to explain the grotesque numbers on her forearm. He hoped that when his son grew older, he would appreciate the magnitude of the historic event he was about to witness. He hoped Mark would remember this day.